This is Andy Zoden with KickServeRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in to KickServeRadio.com. Today's segment is brought to you by Tennis Channel and Babylon. Tennis runs in our blood. I'm joined today by Justin Gimelstob from Tennis Channel, one of the premier analysts and commentators in the business. Justin, a couple of stories as we close out 2015 that are of interest to some people. Let's start with some comments made by John McEnroe recently, where he would like to see the sport rid itself of umpires and lines people, I guess in an effort to create some of the type of discord, if you will, between players that used to be prevalent in his day and age, certainly something that you weren't always necessarily a stranger to either. What do you think of that idea?
No, I look at the way it is. I mean, human element with technology as a backup, I think, is the right combination. I mean, the advent of Hawkeye has been very helpful. It's added an entertainment aspect, and it's also helped make sure that the biggest points in the matches aren't determined by human error. But having humans and having umpires and having that dynamic between the player and the umpire and so forth, I think adds a nice entertainment element as well. So I think it's reached a good point and should stay this way.
Justin, a couple of coaching relationships that I want to talk about. Well, let's just start out with you and John Isner. It started out a little bit tough early in the year. Australia was certainly a little bit disappointing. But as the year moved forward, we really saw some great things from John. And the pervasive school of thought was the fact that you were really doing great things for and with John. Talk about that first year together, you and Big John Isner.
Yeah, in the beginning, there was a bit of a learning curve. At the end of the day, he still got to the third round of the Australian Open. But it was a little bit of a slower start, but then he really kicked it into gear, Indian Wells, and in the semifinals of Miami, and then played very well in the clay. He had a very solid, very consistent year. Best year of his career, finished 11th, punctuated by that big win against Federer and Bercy to end the year, which was always gives you a nice positive lift. I was really proud of the progress he made. Areas of his game, I thought he became a better tennis player. His backhand got better. His backhand return got better. He got more comfortable moving forward. He's got huge weapons. It's just a matter of getting his weaknesses better, improving them, and even improving his strengths, and just giving himself a chance to be successful. The level of tennis is so high. The margins are small. But it was an incredible challenge working with him and trying to get the best out of him. I learned a lot in that first year. Hopefully I could bring some of those things that I learned to shorten the learning curve in this second year that we're embarking on, and in Tampa now training, and he's hitting the ball well and keep his body healthy. Hopefully with a little good luck, he could have a great 2016.
Justin, a lot of times when John's playing, you hear analysts talk about you specifying that John needs to take the tennis out of the tennis. Elaborate on that.
Really, it's just about playing on his terms. And you know, he's a unique athlete. I mean, he's almost 7 feet. I mean, 6'10", playing against a lot of great athletes, a lot of great movers. You know, it's a bizarre thing in tennis. You don't have, it's unlike other sports where you don't have centers guarding guards or vice versa. So John has to really play to his strength, play to his patterns, and just sometimes take the racket out of his opponent's hands. And when you're playing great movers or great ball strikers like a Djokovic or Nishikori or these guys, you know, short points, hit big, play unpredictable tennis, play against the grain. Obviously everything's based around that huge serve. Just keep players off balance. Don't give them a rhythm. Play to your strengths and play big man tennis. And that was the reference to taking the tennis out of the tennis.
Justin, another high profile coaching change at the end of the year for Roger Federer. Stefan Edberg out. Amicably, it sounds like, Ivan Ljubicic in to rave reviews. Talk about that change.
Well, yeah, Ivan was an excellent player and had some coaching experience working with Raonic. He's very familiar with the modern game, and I think Roger trusts him. Obviously, Sever and Lupti will be the mainstay, and that's where the consistency comes in. So, I think Stefan struggled to travel after the 2 years. It's a big commitment to coaching. And Roger and Ljubicic have a very good relationship. And like I said, there's trust there. It's a big part of the coaching dynamic. So I'm sure he'll benefit from a new voice.
Justin, you wear so many hats. You do so well with Tennis Channel. You've done so well with John. You're involved with the ATP. Talk about what we can expect to see from Justin Gimelstob in 2016. My assumption is more of the same.
Yeah, I mean, I love the sport. I feel fortunate to be involved in it in every way, you know, so many ways. So, yeah, I'll be continuing working with John and continuing working with Tennis Channel, continuing my board position with the ATP, continuing my production company which produces ATP Uncovered and web content for ATP.com and ATPWorldTour.com. And, yeah, I like I said, I love the sport and I love being challenged and invested in it in a lot of different ways. And it's hopefully it'll be a good 2016. It was a very busy 2015. I'm proud of some of the success my endeavors had, but moving forward to a new year.
Before we check out on this holiday segment of KickServeRadio.com Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden, one of the things, Justin, that I know that you're most proud of in 2015, because we see the pictures all over Facebook, as we should, is your little boy, Brandon. Talk about a year under your belt of fatherhood.
I mean, everything pales in comparison to the love I have for my son and the enjoyment I get to when I spend time with him. It's obviously tough sometimes with the travel, and I always knew that was going to be a challenge as a parent, but he's just a special kid. He's just a bundle of energy, and it's been amazing to see him grow and evolve. And my favorite times of my life so far have been with him, and I look forward to a lot more of it and see how he matures and grows and evolves and see the boy he becomes and eventually the man he becomes. But I have a lot of pride and obviously so much love for Brandon, and hopefully he could share in some of the tennis stuff with me. I'd love for him to come to some of the tournaments, and a little bit easier for him to travel now and a little bit easier for him to understand what's going on. And he enjoys hitting the tennis ball around. I got him babble out, got nice. Him a little small racket and some Nerf balls, and he loves hitting those in the backyard. And he's very active, seems like he's a pretty good little athlete, pretty coordinated already, but look forward to sharing tennis and sports and just everything with him. He's the most important thing in my life by far.
I'm sure if he's a good athlete, he's definitely his father's son, and as sleep deprived as you probably are with everything that revolves around that kid, I doubt Bob Ryan has much sympathy for you right about now.
Yeah, Bob's incredible with three. Bob does an amazing job as a father and managing the tennis and spending as much time. He's so hands-on, and he's really a great role model for a working dad. He's so invested in his kids, and you can just see the love. You can see the enjoyment that he has being around them, and obviously him and his wife do a great job balancing everything. It's not easy. You really have to be a team out there because you get pulled in a lot of different directions. But Bob is an incredible example of someone who excels professionally but also prioritizes his family.
He's one of the best in the business. You hear him on Tennis Channel as a commentator and analyst. He's Justin Gimelstob. Justin, thanks so much for taking the time. Best of luck, continued success with you and the relationship with John Isner and all the great work you do with Tennis Channel. The sport of tennis really appreciates everything that you do, and happy holidays.
Z, thanks. It's been fun to see your progression as well. Good luck with this new endeavor, and have a great holiday, buddy.
You too.